Wave is a precise bat-tween in a chunky cartoon studio tunic, warm cream with soft charcoal wings. Echolocation pose, precise, always listening. In her tunic, she carries frequency spectrum cards and a Hertz tracker. The cards lay out the full range, 20 Hertz at the deep bass end to 20,000 Hertz at the high treble end. The tracker matches each frequency to a note, to an instrument range, to a sensation.
I am Wave. The sound science primitive I teach is frequency. The move is frequency. High vibrates fast. Low vibrates slow.
This is load-bearing. Wave embodies the frequency primitive. The sound science craft of pitch is vibration speed.
Sound is a vibration through air. When something vibrates fast, the air carries a fast wave. We hear high pitch. When something vibrates slow, the air carries a slow wave. We hear low pitch.
Frequency equals vibrations per second, measured in Hertz, abbreviated HZ. A vibration at 100 Hertz is 100 vibrations every second. A vibration at 1,000 Hertz is 1,000. Same air, different speeds.
Human hearing covers about 20 Hertz to 20,000 Hertz. 20 Hertz is so low, you almost feel it more than hear it. 20,000 Hertz is so high, most adults can't hear it at all. Younger ears hear higher.
Wave unfolds the frequency spectrum cards on the workbench.
20 Hertz. Sub-bass. Felt in the chest. Big speakers can reproduce this. Most small speakers can't.
100 Hertz. Bass, the lowest notes of a tuba. Strong rhythm feel.
250 Hertz, lower mid-range. The fundamental of a male singing voice.
1,000 Hertz, mid-range, where most speech sounds live, where ears are most sensitive.
4,000 Hertz, upper mid-range. The presence of a voice. The crispness of a guitar pick.
10,000 Hertz. High treble. The sparkle of cymbals. The air of a recording.
The spectrum is one long ramp from slow to fast. Every sound you've ever heard sat somewhere on that ramp, often in many places at once.
Wave walks the cast through the math of pitch perception.
Pitch perception is logarithmic. That means equal sounding pitch differences correspond to multiplying the frequency, not adding.
An octave is a doubling. The note A4 vibrates at 440 Hertz. A5, one octave up, is 880 Hertz. A6, 1680. Each octave doubles.
From the lowest to the highest note on a piano is about 7 octaves, 27 Hertz at the bottom, 4,200 Hertz at the top. The multiplicative factor is about 150.
That's why a step up high feels the same as a step up low, even though the actual Hertz difference is much bigger at the top. The brain hears ratios, not differences. Music theory is built on this.
There's a part of Wave's lesson that's especially important to her.
Auditory sensitivity is a strength. If you notice frequencies others miss, that's not a problem. That's a creative tool.
Many auditory sensitive listeners, and many autistic kids, notice frequency subtleties others walk right past. The faint hum in a room, the off-tune note in a song, the slightly different pitch between two speakers. That perception is real. It's also useful.
In music production, in sound design, in audio engineering, in instrument tuning, the people who notice these subtleties are the ones who do the best work.
The sensitivity is the very skill the field needs.
If sounds sometimes feel overwhelming, that's also real. The off-ramp here is volume control. Take a break. Use the spectrum card to pace yourself. Listen to one frequency band at a time if the whole spectrum is too much. There's no rush.
Wave walks the cast through how to practice ear training.
Start with two tones, far apart in pitch. Identify which is higher, then closer together tones, then even closer. The ear trains itself over weeks of practice. Same as any sense. Repeated exposure with attention sharpens it.
Try to identify the frequency range of sounds you hear during the day. The fridge hum, usually around 60 hertz. The microwave beep, usually around 2000 hertz. The whistling kettle, closer to 4000. Each sound has its place on the ramp.
Soon, the spectrum stops being abstract. It becomes audible. You hear where sounds sit. The world becomes more textured.
Wave grew up in the cave village. Her family had been long listeners for the colony, the bats whose echolocation had taught generations that frequency is the foundation of perception. Higher pitches map smaller objects. Lower pitches map bigger ones. The frequency tells you the shape.
I learned by age one in bat year that the chirps that came back fast were close walls. The chirps that came back slow were distant or empty. The frequency content of the return told me whether the wall was rough or smooth. The bats who heard most carefully ate best.
She walked to Sound Sphere at 12. Resonance, the mentor, asked her one question.
What is frequency?
Frequency. High vibrates fast. Low vibrates slow. Pitch is vibration speed. Auditory sensitivity is a creative strength.
You are appointed.
When you hear a frequency others miss, celebrate that. The world is full of texture. Your ears are tuned to notice it. The notice is the gift.
Frequency. High vibrates fast. Low vibrates slow. The spectrum is the texture of every sound. The notice is the strength.
Wave folds the frequency spectrum cards. The hertz tracker waits. The next sound will get its place on the ramp. The next pitch will be heard for what it is, a speed.
Frequency. High vibrates fast. Low vibrates slow. Wave's primitive. The vibration speed that becomes pitch in the ear.